Please find a comfortable posture. Why do we do this sitting meditation? We are always busy, always running around, taking care of things. Once in a while, you all have to pause, stop everything, settle down and close your eyes, go inward, check on ourselves, how we feel. Maybe we have mental tension, physical exhaustion. Meditation means checking on ourselves every day, how we feel, how we are going to guide our feelings, emotions. Take a deep, long breath, hold, then release, let go, relax your body, relax your mind. Bring your loving awareness to your mind as a thought or feeling. Then let it grow in your mind, that wholesome thought. Maintain that wholesome thought in your mind. Rest of your meditation in this morning. May I be well. May I be happy, may I be peaceful. We call this thought wholesome or skillful thought, which is very hard for us to maintain in our daily lives. So therefore, in this moment, sitting on the cushion or wherever you are, chair, we try to maintain that wholesome thought in your mind as a practice. When we get used to it, every day, with all the activities you do, then you get used to this word to maintain in your daily activities. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Try to meditate every day, like 2 minutes, to bring joy, contentment and peace into your life. Now I'm going to do a short chant, give blessings to all of you. This chant called Healing and Loving Kindness Chant. Please receive the blessings. Bahunsahasmabinim mitasayudhantam girimekalam udita ghora sasena maram danadi dhamma vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatu te Jaya Mangalani Maratirekamabhiyuj Jita Sambharantin Ghoram panalavakamakka matandayakkhan kanti sudhanta vidina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatu te jaya mangalani nalagirin gajavaram Atimanta Bhutang Davangi Chanka Masaniva Sudarunantang Metambusek vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatu te Jaya Mangalani. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, good morning everybody. Maybe you heard that story before, but I'm not going to tell you the whole story. During the Buddha's time, there was a princess. She escaped with the gardener of the palace. So then she has the two babies. However, make the story short, she lost two babies, husband, then finally father, mother and the brother. She lost six lives. However, she found the Buddha, came to the enlightenment. In the Buddhist nuns' order, she is the one of the famous Buddhist nun in the history. So anyway, the last part of the story, you know, after her enlightenment, she's talking about how she was attaining the enlightenment. Sometimes we are thinking while we are meditating, while we are sitting on the cushion. No, that's not the way she was attaining the enlightenment, but her practice, whatever sitting, whatever she did, helped her to get into that place. So the last, she's talking about her life. Then she is telling how I found enlightenment and inner peace. One day, I was meditating with the Buddha, listened to him. Then after listening to him, after meditating, I was returning to my little hut where I was sleeping. So still we do in Sri Lanka, especially for monks, when people get in into a house, in a traditional way, they always have a water bucket close to their doorstep to wash their feet. It's a very traditional thing. Especially in Sri Lanka still, when monks are walking into the house, they always wash their feet. So India is still same. So then she's telling the story. I was walking into my little hut. Then I wash my feet. She was so aware about it. Then she was putting one foot inside the room. Still, now think about how much she has the awareness about her activity. Then I wash my foot. Then I put one step inside the room. Still, I see my other step outside. So that means she's walking like this. She was aware about it. Then what I did, I turned my head, look outside. Then I saw the water, I washed my feet, rolling down, then absorbing, sucking into the ground. I was deeply watching and focusing on that. She's not inside the room, half inside, half out. In that moment, watching that, what is exactly happening, that moment I attained the enlightenment. Now think about that story. Now don't ask me a question, how she did that. I don't know. So something to consider. I think it will happen to all of us, everyday life. Middle of nowhere, certain things we realize, we cannot explain to somebody how I did it, how I realized it. No need to explain. That's why I said, don't ask me that question, how she got it. I don't know. So, sharing this story, yesterday I was driving. Now, certain roads, I don't know, last 23 years, you know, in this area, I was driving like more than 20 years. I'm so used to these roads. Winter time, I can see snow. Summertime, I can see the green tree. Lush, beautiful. Then now fall, now I can see all the colors. Then again, end of the fall, no leaves. I can see everything. So yesterday, when I was driving, I saw these beautiful trees, four colors. Then I was thinking, few months ago, those trees, what color? Green color. Then I was thinking, winter, no leaves, just what is called? No leaves trees, what we call? Bare trees, right? Bare trees, no leaves. Then I saw little water, stream. Then I saw birds. Then I'm keep watching, driving, and same time in these little details in this existence. Then I was thinking to myself, who am I in these activities? Now think about it. So many activities going on, non-stop this is happening. In this universal existence, who am I? Then I felt a moment of confusion. Then, that's why I said it's a moment of confusion. Then I realized I am part of it. So why I felt confused? I was thinking I am separate from those things. Does it make sense? I'm separate from those things. That's why I asked that question. Who am I? Then I realized me, that trees, those beautiful birds or animal, the water, streams, there is no difference. As a human being, then I realize as a human being, I have a different conscious level as a human being. It's a powerful consciousness we have as a human being. Animal, they have their own consciousness, a little bit different than human beings. Then trees has their own way of living and consciousness. The water, streams, their own way of existing. We all exist. Then I felt, I am connected to that. Those are connected to me. Why this separation? I am the tree. Tree is the I. So everything is connected. Then it's very clear in my mind. So then I see something beautiful. Moment to moment, I am changing. Moment to moment, these trees are changing. Moment to moment, birds are changing. Water is changing. Ocean is changing. So in that change, I am rolling too. So therefore, what is exist in the world changes. Always things are changing. So, Susan is not here, they donated me a little vibrating plate. You know vibrating plate? You know people vibrate their physical body for health. You have seen that? Really vibrating their body. So usually in the morning, I love it. So before I come here, so I did like 10 minutes. So then I was thinking to myself, whole world is vibrating. So not me. So in this moment, I feel I am vibrating, but whole world is vibrating with me. So therefore, I think the person who really practicing this inner journey, we are listening to the rhythm of this existence. Does it make sense? We all are getting to this rhythm. then we are better to listen to this rhythm of existence. So when we are listening to that rhythm of this existence, it is so peaceful. It is so peaceful. Then I felt I am living and same time I am dying. Living and dying is interconnected. I cannot say one day I am going to die. I cannot say one day I am going to live. If you listen to this rhythm of existence, I cannot say I am going to die one day. No, I am dying. You cannot say one day I am going to live my life, wonderful life. No, I am living. So therefore, accept the rhythm of this existence. Then I felt whole day is so peaceful, so content. So then I went to exercise. Then after I done my exercise, workout, I returned. Then yesterday was a little warm day. I was outside with the barefoot, walking on the grass, which I really miss. Because I become a baby being in America. My foot like now baby foot. Why? I'm not really used to that real earth, real nature, always in the shoes, wearing something. Then I was thinking, now I'm going against the nature. So then I was thinking to myself when I was a kid, I was running around everywhere, no shoes, don't care about the shoes, really deeply connected to this earth. Now when I'm trying to separate from this nature, this existence, it is painful, walking the barefoot. Then I was walking like, you know, my, you know, fingers. So it's very interesting. I think this is your practice. This makes sense? This is your practice. Then you can read a book, which is totally fine. Collect the information. Listen to the talks like this. Go and sit and meditate. Then middle of nowhere, you will realize, oh, this is it. This is it. This is what I have to understand. So then I realize why I am worrying. Why I am sad. Why I get mad. Why I am disappointed. With what? Everything is keep changing. Everything is keep moving, which I cannot control. Then only thing, what can I do? Just have fun with that universal rhythm. So what do you think about it? Any thought? Yes, yes.
Everything is
breathing. Yeah, everything is breathing, right? How powerful that. Everything is breathing their own way. So beautiful. Anything? Yeah, nothing is permanent. Right. So, yeah, that's what I'm always thinking. Nothing is permanent, therefore nothing to worry. Nothing to be sad. That's the beauty. Everything is same every day. It's so boring. Anything else? Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel connected to you guys, I see you in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel connected to strangers.
Right.
And that's it. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Because I should care about, I mean, I'm a caring person. I feel like I should care more. Mm-hmm. Especially to strangers.
Yeah. Because, you know, now for me, I realize
Even no need to connect. We are connected anyway. No need to try to connect. This makes sense? No need to try to connect. We are connected. Maybe I'm crazy, what I'm telling you. So think about it. Anything else?
I was just thinking, one way of just relating to everyone, and to use traditional language, which I have a little bit of a problem with, you know, prayer, if there's one divine being, but just through sound and being aware of the sound around us, and the light in sound, for me that's more powerful than enchanting a certain sense of ritual. It's freeing and it's kind of a release of evil. And another thing I was thinking of was quantum mechanics, which has been shown to be the most workable theory that has never been disproven.
Mm-hmm.
Even now they're saying at the social level, not just the very small, but quantum. And the one of the most important aspects of that is streaming. Sometimes I wonder if when we relax, we observe, we just become part of the flow, if maybe we're just becoming aware of who we are.
Yeah, exactly. So one time, you know, perfect what you said. One time I was hiking with one of my students in Phoenix. When we are on the top of the mountain, we were seeing sunrise, and so then we are coming down. So when we started to come down, she said, Bhante, one of my other teachers said something confusing. I asked, what is that? He or she said, only thing exists in this universe is vibrations. That's what she said. Then she asked me, what do you think about it? I heard it, what she said, but I was so quiet. We are not talking when we are getting down because we had to focus, it's very steep. And so, but I didn't answer. But I got it, but I was quiet. Then we came to the parking lot. Bhante, why you are so quiet? Did you hear what I said before we start getting down? You have any thought about it? Why you didn't talk about it? I said, I'm not interested to talk about it. And she asked why. Then I said, maybe I had the thought in my mind, if I say something to you, it is very more confusing to you maybe. I don't know, I'm thinking. No, it's okay. You can say whatever you think, it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. I want to hear your thought about it. Then I said, I really think that statement is totally true. But many people cannot understand that. That's why I was so quiet. You know, I don't want to make you confused. I said, nothing exists in this world. Only existence we have is a vibration. So why? Because of our senses, we are getting involved with those things. Then we are creating those conditions, right? So therefore, if you don't have these senses, what is exist? Only vibrations. Why? There is no communication system through our senses after that. So it is a little too much. Don't worry about it right now. So that's why I said, keep doing whatever you are doing. Little by little, you get into the awareness. So then you don't think to yourself, oh my God, this sounds crazy. No, it is not crazy, actually. So don't think after you realize this, you are going to change your lifestyle. You are not going to change your dress code. You are going to change your eating habits. You know, healthy eating is very important. I'm focused on that. Nothing to change. You are the same human being, but your awareness is very clear. Then you can do all the productivity. The same time you run your business. Same time you sell things. Same time I can run this temple. But what I know, everything I'm looking in details, everything moment to moment, everything is changing. So this, with those changes, have fun. So then when I was standing that vibrating plate this morning, I realized if I'm not really focusing on it, I cannot stay with it if I lose my focus. So therefore, I have to go with that flow, that rhythm of the vibrating plate. The same with, there is a rhythm in this existence. You are part of that rhythm. I am part of that rhythm. Every nature is a part of this rhythm. Don't go against it. Be with it. So when you are swimming, I'm not a good swimmer, but you have to get used to the water in the ocean. Otherwise, you cannot exist there. Same way, getting used to this rhythm, then be in this rhythm. So then you cannot separate that rhythm. You cannot say, that's my rhythm, that's your rhythm. No, just it. Even after that, we cannot use the word rhythm. If you use it, then it's very confusing again. But for explanation, we had to use it. Make sense? You have any thought, Bill?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Bhante, you know, I actually, that little bit, I just loved that when you said, I was just confused for a second. And it's, God, it's, I don't know why that just struck me so much. And then I thought, I mean, it's the only time that we ask ourselves, like, who am I, is when we just are separated from you.
Right. Yeah, I love that word.
We don't have to ask that question.
No.
We come back to that question when we separate. That's why I thought, wow, is that where that confusion is? That confusion comes in?
Actually,
what? You know?
That's a great confusion, I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a, I call the maha, right? It's a, you know, wonderful confusion. So then I was thinking, some trees I have seen last 23 years, I saw some trees, they are changed. They were small. Now I was driving towards Crystal Lake after they built the new roads. Like, you know, a year or two ago, before COVID, I think, they planted some trees in the middle of those islands. You have seen in the 14, right, when we passed the MCC, you know, you can see those things. Then I can see, now they are growing. Like few years ago, they are like tiny little plants. So that means they are growing, they are changing. Then among those things, I'm growing, I'm changing too. Then what is the difference, that tree and myself? Because of my ego, I put idea, no, I'm better than that tree. Yes, my awareness, my consciousness is different, but we all have living experience. The trees are growing, I am growing, streams are flowing. You know, oceans are, you know, doing whatever activities ocean doing. I'm part of that action too. So then when we see everything like one, why worry? Why bother? Why mad? Why angry? Does it make sense? So therefore I'm asking you to see everything as a one, then do your things with intention. Then you can do, as I said, don't go to be crazy about it. Be comfortable. Don't give up your job. Don't give up your family. Don't give up your business. Go to work after this, but be aware about that. That's what's important. Okay? I hope everybody learned something, or I made you confused. I don't know. If you are confused, I'm very happy. Why? Then you are going to think more and more about it. Does it make sense? Okay.